This is a Phil Hendry Show encore presentation. My name is Major Elvis Newton, and I am the leader of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, located in the South Bay of Los Angeles, California. And Mr. Duckman, along with the Phil Hendry Show staff, has accorded me this time to address the listeners of this presentation. Yesterday, at 3:23 p.m., I was here in the studios in the good offices of the Phil Hendry Show, consulting with Mr. Hendry on the possibility of an appearance later that evening on his program. I was talking with Mr. Hendry in depth about presentational points I'd like to make, checking with him on the positioning of the microphones in the studio, line of sight, would I be able to see him? Where would the other participants be sitting in relation to me? Depth between individuals, and of course, how many feet it was from my chair to the exit of the studio itself. I was talking with Mr. Duckman about if any clothing is required, what kind of, obviously clothing's required, but what kind of clothing, what kind of apparel, and so on. And I was also consulting with my Brigadier Admiral G1 Jay Santos, familiar voice to, I take it and trust, many people listening to the Phil Hendry presentation. On or about 3:33, in walked a gentleman, unknown to me, but apparently known to the staff of the Phil Hendry show, walking in, standing in front of the microphone in the adjacent studio from where I was, across from where Mr. Hendry was sitting, and at least 2 to 3 feet away from Mrs. Margaret Gray and General Galen Shaw. Mr. Duckman also in the studio as well. At around 3:35, I detected the very distinct smell of someone defecating. And I recognized at that moment, as I listened to the presentation via a small public address system they had set up in the adjacent studio where I was, that this man was admitting to Mr. Hendry and the others assembled that he was wearing a diaper and that he had soiled it, he had fouled it, and so forth. And I couldn't believe my ears. I've been walking the face of this earth for some 67 years, some of them good years, some of them plentiful years, yielding a great many wonderful things. And never had I ever seen a man walk pretty as you please into a studio in a diaper, go ahead and foul the diaper, and then admit to all there that he befouled it. You know what? I don't even know what to say.
Well, you know,
you're doing a good job, sir. I don't. This is Phil Hendry. That was Major Elvis Newton.
Let me talk to him. This is Jay Santos.
Jay, go ahead.
You know, Major.
All right. Okay. Fine. Just don't take your hands off my. I believe that when a man puts a diaper on, he makes a statement. And the statement is this. I have thrown every bit of self-respect right down into a manhole, through the cover, into a manhole, into the open sewer. That's what I think of myself. I'm wearing a diaper. Not only will I wear the diaper, I will go ahead and foul it for all concerned. And so that is really all I wanted to say. I notice Mr. Duckman here is having a good time.
Don't laugh, bud. I'm sorry.
Having a real good time over there, aren't you, Duckman?
Sir, it's Dickman.
Well, you know what? From now on, it's Duckman in my book.
Okay.
You don't care?
No.
I don't even know why I did this. This is...
Well, sir, you want to get it off your chest?
Oh, I don't give a shit. No. The biggest mistake I could have... Bud, take the Major home.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Major Newton, they've assigned me... You're assigned to my car.
Yeah, isn't that great?
God damn it, Mr. Henry. What are you laughing at?
What's not to laugh at?
Mr. Henry, that's Major Elvis Newton. I know that. I'm not laughing at him.
I'm laughing at the absurdity of the circumstance. Why did he need to come on and say that?
Mr. Henry, Major Elvis Newton has been at the forefront of law enforcement.
Oh, here we go again.
No, not here we go again. He's been at the forefront of law enforcement and protecting the lives of people in South Bay, Los Angeles for a number of years. And what happened here in this studio when the gentleman came in and had a diaper on?
Yeah.
You and everyone here, everyone concerned, seemed ready to just get, you're going to run with that. You were, yeah, it's okay, yeah. I can hang with that.
Not really, man, but there was no... I knew Mr. Nuxley from years gone by. I had no idea he was wearing a diaper to be in character.
You knew he's a sky baby.
Wait a minute. I want in on this.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on. Major Newton, sir. I want in. You're telling me this is sky baby.
Major Newton, you need to sit down.
Sit down, sir, please.
Yeah, Major Newton.
It's not Mr. Newton. It's Major Newton. I want to say something. You can say something in a minute. What we're basically saying here, where did you hear me? I was in the hallway ready to get into Duckman's car.
That guy that you saw last night was a guy by the name of Wade Nuxley, sir. He was, you know, he played the part of Sky Baby.
I knew it. I knew where I'd seen him. I recognized the voice, something about him. So you recognized his voice even though he was playing the part of a baby?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I was obsessed with who is this sky baby? And I also, in my own mind and in my own heart, imagined that he had a diaper on somehow. He had a diaper on.
Pretty sure about that.
I know for...
I don't see any point in going on with this. We're going to take a break.
Hold on for a minute. I want to say something.
You've said everything, sir, that you could possibly say. What do you want to say?
I want to say...
Yep. Dude, sit down, sir.
Take your hands off of me. Take your hands off of me!
Sir.
Major Newton.
How dare you!
Major Elvis Newton having a meltdown here in our studio, folks. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show has a backstage pass that you'll just enjoy. You get 60,000 hours of some of the greatest radio and digital content your world will ever know.
Get your hands off of me!
Get him out of here. 60,000 hours, as well as great video casts. We have home movies and great podcasts, too. The fun never ends. It never stops. At philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Get it off of me!
I'm Melgameth Pathito, and I'd like to welcome you to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm so excited about being...
Get away from me!
I'm so excited about getting the opportunity... The,
Just sit down here.
What is going on here?
Major Newton, sir.
I want to say something.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Malcolmeth Pathito. And welcome back. And Mr. Hendry will be along very, very shortly. I just want to let you all know I'm excited to be back here in the Phil Hendry Show fold. And we also, as you know, we have the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. They are now Malcolmeth Pathito's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Flagg is still sort of off the radar. Kenny had some legal problems, as you know. He had some pretty serious issues having to do with being incarcerated, and that's as much of that as I want to admit to. This is Malcolmeth Pathito.
Get it out of way!
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm sorry, Malcolm.
Hey, General, excuse me, Major. I'm not a general, I'm a major. Get your hands off of me.
Major Newton, come on.
Yeah.
Duckman, you understand me. You understand me better than anyone.
Major Newton, what we're trying to do right now is get you under control.
Please, Duckman, save me from them. They came in a diaper.
Get him out of there. Get him in your car, bud.
Get this guy.
I'll not stand by for this.
That was what the f...
I'm sorry, Malcolm. That is Major Elvis Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's had some form of a meltdown. He's having some kind of an anger fit because someone was here in a diaper.
Well, I ran into him. He thought here.
Hey, Mr. Henry.
This is the guy here, right?
What are you doing here, Wade?
What I'm doing here is I feel as if I'm owed an appearance on your program because I was very badly treated.
Listen, Mr. Henry, is this not my night?
This is your night. What do you mean you were badly treated? This is the third night you've been back saying you're badly treated.
I was here, and I was diapered because of the... I was diapered because of Sky Baby. Now, this guy out here...
That's Major Elvis Newton.
He said, aren't you the guy in the diaper? And I said, yeah. And as a joke, I said, here, want to smell it? I put my hand in my pants. There was nothing on my hand.
Oh, nice going.
Well, he went...
The man who did it, get away! I'll kill him!
Yeah, hey, you got a problem with that guy.
I got a... What do you mean you put your hand in your pants and then you...
It was a gag.
So, sit down, will you?
Oh, you're telling me to sit down? Sit down, I got another guy here.
Go ahead, Malcolm.
This is Malcolm Esposito. Welcome to the Malcolm Esposito program here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And, of course, what we are here to talk about is the principle of abundance of the 21st century.
What's he doing?
Ugh! Come on, Major Newton.
Little ass, take your little limp-wristed hands off of me.
Hey, Major Newton, I'm going to knock you out.
Oh, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see it.
Okay, here goes.
Didn't feel it.
Step back, bud. You want some? You can have all you want.
Go ahead. Hit me. Hit me with your best shot. Boy, what a baby.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, he's not with the baby shots.
Get him out of here, will you?
I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Malcolm Esposito, and welcome to Principles of Abundance. Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I don't want to do it anymore because I'm depressed. You're what? I'm depressed.
Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the air.
Thank you. This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What you've just heard is something unfortunate, but something that I had to share with you, I suppose. We have no choice. That was Major Elvis Newton, who is the overall commander elite, or Commander de l'Etat of the Citizens Auxiliary Police in the South Bay. Essentially, what happened was that the Major, as you heard him there, had a problem, more than just a problem. He had what we would have to believe is a psychotic break, recognizing that Mr. Wade Nuxley had went ahead and gone in his diaper, or a diaper that he was wearing, in character as Sky Baby, a character on the Phil Henry Show. This caused Major Newton, who was in the studio at that time, to be consulting with Mr. Henry on a future Citizens Auxiliary Police de l'Etat appearance. That is, the major, the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who is today Major Elvis Newton, and who knows? It could eventually devolve to, if you will, or evolve into the Newton. We would have the Major, the Newton. That is Lou Newton. His son could eventually become the Newton. Well, he actually is the Newton because he's the second in command. I wanted to be the Newton, and they essentially told me to kiss that goodbye. Boy, after all the years I gave this place. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Major Newton. Go ahead and take the gag off.
What do you think you're trying to do? You're trying to make me look...
I have to put the gag back in. We had to gag Major Newton because he was completely out of control. He flipped out, and he was flipping out, you know? You know what I mean by flipping out? When you...
Yeah, you flip out.
Yeah, but you're... Anyway, so we had to calm him down. Now, what happened was a major psychotic break by Major Elvis Newton. I guess we got to call him that. Major psychotic break, huh? You know, you could call him that?
Yeah.
Just get on with it, will you, Jay?
Oh, yeah, okay, well, you know, I don't want to bore anybody. Major Elvis Newton had some kind of an event, we think sort of a psychotic situation, that reminded him, and I think what sent him back, twirling back in the past, was seeing Wade Nuxley in a diaper. And he went back in his mind, in his heart, in his mind. He went back in time to a time when he, along with other police cadets, and this is one of the reasons why Major Elvis Newton left the police academy and went into the tile setting business until eventually when he retired, he started the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We feel this is one of the reasons why he did that, because of a operation that the police department that he was with at the time, Abner Police Department of Abner, Delaware, was involved in something called Operation Diaper. Operation Diaper was what they called a project, you know, it was an operation where they were looking at incoming, outgoing traffic there at Abner Airport, because they want to put the hit, or they're not put the hit, but they want to put the bracelets on a major mafia figure. And just as they were about to, just as they approached the major mafia figure, as he was exiting his limousine and on his way over to the gate to catch his plane, we believe he's going to Las Vegas, we're not exactly sure. This is information that only Major Newton has, along with the other Citizens Auxiliary Police. But Major Newton, as a very young police cadet, brought into this operation, Operation Diaper, saw this mafia guy leave his car. He was on his way right directly to Major Newton. At that time, just a lowly cadet, police cadet, you know, part-time police cadet, part-time police officer for the Abner Police Department. And he had him dead to rights. He was ready to put the bracelets on him. This would have been a major coup. This would have been a major situation for Major Elvis Newton. Unfortunately for Major Newton, he went ahead and he went in his pants.
Number two?
What?
Number two?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. God,
all right.
Take it easy, Jay.
Answer a stupid question like that. Yes, he went number two in his pants because he was afraid of the mafia figure that was approaching him. And I don't blame him at all. Take the gag off. He wants to say something.
How dare you tell them about Operation Doodoo?
It's not Operation Doodoo. It was Operation Diaper. Diaper on or so. I don't know why they called it that. Why do they call it Operation Diaper?
Because the mafia boss in question wore diapers everywhere he went. It's where he kept his drugs.
Gag him and get him out of here.
What do you mean gag him?
What you just did. Okay,
God.
What did you think he meant, bud?
I don't know.
So you're saying, if I may, Jay, because we got to kind of wrap this up.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. You know, I don't want to take up too much of your fucking time.
Hey, watch the language, man.
Sorry. It's been a tough day.
What you're saying is Major Newton himself crapped in his pants when he was about to arrest this mafia guy.
That's correct, yes. And this has stayed with him until he saw Wade Nuxley walking in a diaper.
And what did that do, man? Send him spinning back in time?
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Renner, you look at me like I'm lying or something.
No, I want to know. So he goes back, he sees this diaper on the guy, and he goes back in time.
Yes, he went back in time to Operation Diaper, whatever the hell we called it. I forget what it was called. And this mafia boss is headed right for him.
Okay, so he was going to make the arrest.
He was going to make the arrest, yeah. The next thing he knew is he felt something. And as he said to me later, he said, I couldn't believe it was possible, but I believe that I went ahead and I loaded up my slacks. And I'm like, are you kidding me or something? I said, are you kidding me or something? He said, no. He said, so I had to waddle off to the bathroom, and this mafia guy almost got away. Fortunately for me, the Abner Sheriff Department was there.
Well, that must have been embarrassing for him.
You're goddamn right it was.
All right, man. God, getting pissed off.
Well, you're busting my balls about this.
No, I'm not, man. I'm just asking you to stay on.
Goddamn. You gotta understand, Major Elvis Newton is somebody we respect. And for him to go ahead and load up his pants?
I'm sorry. It was from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, you don't care.
Yes, I do care, and I'm sorry, Jay. I really am. I really am.
Why are you belching?
Because I had an apple.
You had an apple?
Yeah? What about it?
You had yourself an apple while a man is suffering. Man was sitting right there with a gag in his mouth. And you're having yourself, what, would you have a Honeycrisp?
Yeah, I did.
But I guess it was good, right?
Very good, yeah. Fuck.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Thanks very much. I want to thank Phil Henry and good luck, Major Newton, because I'm done. I'm out. This is Jay Santos out.
What does that mean? You're not quitting, are you?
No, I'm not quitting. I'm not going to hang around, though, and run out for diapers. What are you looking at?
You.
God, I hate this. I hate this music, and I hate being a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer.
Yeah. Nice one, man.
What? Is that the Superman theme?
Well, the good news about the show tonight is that we won't be hearing from Major Newton.
I don't imagine in a long time.
Not in a long, long time, since he apparently is going off to wherever they send people who shit their pants. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast 1.
We thank you.